Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. One of the best kept secrets of trademark law is that anyone can use a trademark symbol next to their brand name or slogan or logo. What I mean by that is the TM or SM symbol, TM representing trademark for products or goods, or SM representing service mark for services like restaurant services, hotel services, real estate services, consulting services, can be used by anyone at any time. That's right. You don't need a registration. You don't need a pending application in order to use TM and SM. And you should use TM or SM if you don't have a registration next to your valuable brand names, slogans, and logos. There is a benefit in using them. Number one, it tells the public that this is something important, this is something valuable, this is something that we identify as a brand, and this is something that we claim protection in. So it bolsters the brand's perception to the consumer. Secondly, it provides some legal protection. Some in that it's not the same as an application or registration, but the mere fact that you've identified it as a mark with TM or SM does help you in the event of a dispute. But this is the important part. It does not help you nearly as much as having a registration or even having a pending application helps your brand, both legally and eventually when you use the R with a circle in the perception with customers. So an R with a circle, the registered trademark symbol, can only be used once you've completed the registration process. That's another misconception. Many think as soon as you file the application, you can start using the R, and they don't realize that the application process will likely take 6 to 12 months or maybe even longer, and that until the registration number is assigned and the registration certificate is issued by the USPTO, you're not supposed to use the R with a circle. For all of this, there is very little enforcement of it. The government doesn't really enforce it, and it's up to businesses on their own to do the right thing. But in the event of a dispute, whether or not you've done the right thing, whether or not you've indicated a TM or SM, or eventually an R, can play a factor. And if you've misused the R, that can, in some rare circumstances, harm you, harm your claims in a dispute. So understanding and properly using the trademark symbols is a key step in building a strong and protected brand. If you want to discuss what symbol you should be using with your brand, give me a call. Let's discuss how to use TMSM and then how to eventually get an R with a circle. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.